Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News briefing for Friday, February 18. In breaking news this evening, Fortress WA will finally fall when Western Australia opens its borders to travellers in 2 weeks' time. Premier Mark McGowan has this afternoon announced the border will reopen at midnight on March 3. New restrictions will be rolled out to slow the spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 across the state, with 202 new cases reported overnight, only 8 of which were travel-related. For more details on this, head to 7news.com.au. Education on consent will be made mandatory in all Australian schools after state and federal ministers unanimously agreed to include it in the curriculum. The lessons will be age-appropriate, with young kids taught generally about seeking permission and respectful relationships, while older students will learn about consent, power imbalances, gender stereotypes and coercion. The announcement comes after consent advocate Chanel Contis ran a social media poll which found more than 200 people in her social media network had been sexually assaulted at high school. Education ministers are due to meet in April to finalise the new curriculum, which is due to be taught from the 2023 school year onwards. And a popular restaurant in Sydney's eastern suburbs has moved to ban tattoos, heavy jewellery and designer logos, claiming it will prevent intimidating appearances. The new dress code and house policy at Double Bay's Bedouin restaurant applies to customers as well as staff. The Middle Eastern eatery has become a popular celebrity haunt, with tennis star Nick Kyrgios, the voice judge Rita Ora, Thor director Taika Waititi and US actor Scott Eastwood among those seen at the busy venue. UK chef Michael McElroy, who's been in Australia since 2016 and works at a venue in Manly, has told 7news.com.au he's angry that his neck and arm tattoos will prevent him from visiting the restaurant. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.